Americans haven't had a chance to see art from Iran for over two decades. Now, a new exhibition is giving them a glimpse of contemporary Iranian art. It's called A Breeze from the Gardens of Persia. For the first time since the Iranian Revolution of 1979, American and Iranian curators are collaborating on an art exhibition. The Meridian International Center in Washington, D.C., and the Tehran Museum of Contemporary Art are showing the work of 49 contemporary Persian artists. The collection of oils, watercolors, sketches, and collages draws from Iran's 3,000-year-old history. But most of these works have been created in just the past 10 years. Nancy Matthews is the exhibit's curator.
We've had calls from all over the country about this, people who are Iranian Americans and also other people who are just so curious and anxious because they know that Persian culture has had a long impact worldwide, but they've been out of touch with it for so long. They want to see how it's translated into modern art.
Traditional Persian art is exemplified by brilliantly colored miniatures and calligraphy, and there's some of that here as well. Dr. Ali Reza Sami Azar is the director of the Tehran Contemporary Museum of Art.
Traditional painting is a very colorful and at the same time a figurative painting which has been inspired by different kinds of oriental painting, I would say mainly Chinese painting.
The oriental influence can be seen in the classic almond-shaped eyes of the miniature subjects, figures with serene, unemotional expressions. Persian art also traditionally reflects spiritual principles such as those in Islamic mysticism. This classical form of art was dramatically changed after the 1979 revolution. Artists then began creating reverential images of religious leaders, martyrs, and warriors. Dr. Azar.
In the years after the revolution, the most dominant way of painting was realistic, figurative, or sometimes social realistic figurative painting. But in the second decades of post-revolutionary period, you can see more abstract tendencies among the artists. As you can see, those works are less figurative, less representational, more to do with the artist's inner state and inner emotion, and also more abstract.
Art in Iran today still taps into traditional Persian motifs, whether they be geometric shapes or textiles, but with a modern twist. Birds, flowers, and Arabian horses, for example, are exaggerated and float across the canvas. Angels are no longer depicted with wings, but simply with swift strokes of paint. Drawings of kilim rugs are abstract. One artist, Parvaneh Etemadi, has spent her life working with Persian textiles, known as terme. They are bold colored cloths used for traditional ceremonies. Legend has it that these terme were given by kings as symbols of protection. Etemadi has reinterpreted the terme in paper collage.
We're standing in front of three large works that you've done. This one on the left is called Can Can. It's from a series called Dancing Papers. Now, it makes me laugh in a joyous way because when I think of Can Can girls, I think of the French girls with their big skirts kicking up their heels. And this, there's no big frilly skirt here, but it does have a Can Can quality because it looks like a playful figure. No head, no feet, no arms. It looks like the clothes are dancing.
Yes, they are. Dancing clothes, actually.
Well, just the clothes are a rich brocade and lace. You seem to like these textures.
Actually, they are basically color pencil drawings. And I made precise prints. And then with the prints, I started cutting them and turning them into figures. And they came on their own. I just saw the image and I cut my prints and put together, and they became like about 45 or 50 dancing figures, which reminds you of dancing women from Peking to Paris and all the Silk Route.
It's very festive. These are very festive.
I believe in festivity.
Why?
Why? Actually, I think one of the basic things that an artist does is to turn agony into ecstasy. And that's a beautiful thing about artists. And I really believe in festivity. The whole world is a festivity.
Not all in Iran today is light and festive. In the past few years, there has been a reformist movement to bring about more moderation, but the political situation remains tense and uncertain. But Dr. Azar says artists, for the most part, have been allowed to create what they want.
Are there things that artists cannot depict, or they're not inclined to depict because of politics?
There is no restrictions in creating any artworks in my country. Artists can create any sort of artworks that they want to. But in terms of displaying the artworks in public, there's just one restriction, which is to do with nudity. And this is the only restrictions that you can see in Iran. In terms of political limitation and political restriction, there is no limitation at all, both in creating and displaying the artworks in Iran.
In one corner of the gallery is a large, bright painting that looks more Christian than anything else. Renaissance angels playing stringed instruments serenade two figures who look like the Virgin Mary. White doves flutter about. Echoes of Picasso and Munch crowd the scene. Darker, Eastern-looking figures play music as well. This painting is called Dialogue Among Civilizations, and it shows the range of work in this exhibition. As we were leaving, Parveneh Etemadi pulled out some of her small prints from a previous exhibit called Dowry of a Fairy Princess. More dancing clothes, even a few flying carpets.
And these prayer mats, you say these are dancing prayer mats. What an idea, because a prayer mat sounds like a very solemn, serious religious artifact that people use for their beliefs, and yet this one is dancing.
Well, I don't look at it that way, because it's all over the place. We used to have in my house, in my grandmother's house, and I titled them my grandmother's praying mat. So they're very personal. It doesn't really concern anything so serious.
Ooh, this looks like lovely lingerie.
So a Victoria's Secret.
Well, you have a couple you've called Victoria's Secret, so obviously it's kind of old meets new.
They all come from the dowry of a fairy princess, naturally.
Parveneh Etemadi, one of six artists who've traveled from Iran to be at the opening of A Breeze from the Gardens of Persia in Washington, D.C. You won't see her Dowry of a Fairy Princess, but you will see some of her other work. The exhibit will travel around the country this fall. To see some of the artwork, go to our website, npr.org.